So on the latest podcast, which I think was episode 187, we talked about innocent smoothies, and it led on to a big discussion about corporate blogging and how to get the most out of your blog. There's a lot of organisations that have blogs, but not many that use them particularly well. The trouble is, even if you're creating absolutely great content on a blog, it doesn't really necessarily mean that you're going to get a lot of traffic. The problem is that content on a blog quickly gets buried. It's all in reverse chronological order, so users are typically only seeing the last few posts, and there's not a lot in the normal design of a blog to kind of draw them in deeper and to really engage with them. So I've been doing some work on my own blog, Boag World, and I've been playing around with ways to draw people in and to increase the number of pages viewed, so that and the dwell time on the site, so people are drawn in deeper and deeper into the site. And I've managed to achieve this through the glories of WordPress's plugins. I don't know whether you use WordPress, perhaps you do, perhaps you don't, but there are some great plugins that make it really easy to add extra functionality to your site to draw people in and encourage them to move deeper. One of the things I did was redesign the homepage. So the homepage now doesn't just have the latest blog posts like it would come straight out of the tin, you know, from the vanilla version of WordPress just shows the latest blog posts. This actually shows now a number of the latest blog posts, and in addition to that, allows me to create an image associated with each blog post, so the most recent one is highlighted with a nice big image. I used a plugin for that. I also show not just the most recent posts, but the most popular posts. And I did that with a plugin too. No additional work involved. But of course, putting this live made me very nervous. You know, it's all well and good checking it on a local version, but you kind of want to check these changes on your live box as well. So I put up my new theme, but I didn't publish it. And I used another plugin that allows me to see that theme and for no one else to see it. So I could check the theme in a real environment and see it really working before making it actually live. So there's three plugins just there, but there's another one that really caught me as well and I found really useful, and that's called Similar Posts. And what Similar Post does is it allows you to put in both your RSS feed at the bottom of each story a list of posts that in some way relate to the content of the post that you've currently been reading. The idea is to draw the user on from a current post onto something else they might be interested in. And it's very clever how it does it. It looks at all the content and works out what's good and appropriate. And it doesn't always get it right, but it does a pretty damn good job. And you know what? It took me probably 30 seconds to set that up. It's just so easy with this plugin architecture. So if you are using WordPress, I guess what I'm saying is I'm encouraging you to look at the plugins. They're so simple to add, they're so easy and quick to get going, and there really is no reason not to. People have done all the hard work for you, and you can use these things to enhance your own blog and to draw users in and get them past just your latest post.